Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, beautiful people. Here we are together again. We're going to church. Well, not really. So I am very blessed that I got this waiver opportunity to film. However, I was supposed to be released at 12 and we got very behind. So I walked in and finally crawled into bed at 2 a.m. this morning. And so I want you to know that's how important you are, that I got my little batukas back up in order to do the show because I love being here. Okay, a couple of things. I wanted to address the question on this email. Basically, they are asking, if we all get disciplined and do what you teach us every day and live in love and do the inner child work, then eventually we'll magnetize what we want and we'll see it in our physical reality, as in my bank account, right? I know I'll get more into abundance. Okay, so I am unequivocally backing up me and the channel. It's a true station that if you do everything consciously, in the book Born, plus one thing that they're going to give us, you absolutely will see a difference in your life and manifestation in things that you want. So this is interesting because I'm testing it right now. So this is the first time I've heard of one extra thing. Sheets, book, song, music. We're going to a play. South Pacific, no. Sound of Music, no. We're going to Funny Girl. And I've got it. The only thing you have to add to what is in the book Born is this wondrous sense of naivete. Now, boy, I really get that too. We were talking about that on the set last night, actually. When you go into the creation process and continue the creation process with a state of wonder and the state of, well, a lot of people don't think I can do this, but I'm loving this and I'm wanting to do it, so I just know I'm going to do it. And then proceed holding yourself in love and excitement, being clear about what you want, asking the universe to partner with you, and then taking action. After all those things are in alignment, you take action. So, you know, naivete is, sure there's a Santa Claus. Sure there's an Easter Bunny. In my creation of my life, I know those things exist. And they exist already. And they exist as who I am. Anything is possible in my creation process. Okay, and the second thing I want to talk to you about is, and, you know, I walk my talk, guys, that when they didn't release me on time, and I had asked them several times, do I need somebody to take my show? Am I right? Well, that's kind of the nature of it, being on a set, especially with a lot of people that are in scenes, which we had. They do their best, and you can't really plan for all the things that can come up. So I went into reaction. And part of that reaction was that, okay, it's not fair. You told me I'd be off at a certain time, blah, blah, blah. Now, we know that whenever we're in reaction, we are out of our own creation. So if we expect something of people and we don't get it, we go into reaction toward them, and we need to look at what our own reaction is about. First of all, you've got to tell them very clearly what you want and need, just like a kid asking for what he wants for Christmas. Okay. If you don't express yourself clearly to the person or persons you are wanting something from, they're not going to know how to give it to you in a complete way. If you've done that and they renege on it, the channel took me to core belief 49, which is I cannot create with other energy. I can see that now that I have this simple clarity. I can see that playing out throughout my whole career. I can't get what I want on this set. I can't get the parts that I want in the business. Something always falls out in my creation process. And that's because I have the belief I don't believe I can create or I can't create with other energy. Now, what's interesting is that 2 weeks ago I wrote an e-blast on this very belief. They want me to start doing e-blasts on a lot of the more major beliefs so you have a real thorough understanding of what the beliefs in the core belief sheet are. So if I cannot create with other energy, then part of what I want created with that other energy will fall through. Gobsmacked me. Okay? So we are all claiming right now, and I want you to be on the lookout for the e-blast that says the core beliefs on it, because that's where we go into all of it. Then I come across an article on the news feed that I read in between scenes. And there's this article says, that says science has now proven that your consciousness can connect with the whole universe. Well, we've known that for years, haven't we? So if our consciousness is connecting with the whole universe, all of that energy is available for us to use in our creation process. And most people use the little tiny space around them in their lives as the principal way of creating. So let's play with all energy, guys, all energy, and let it work with us and for us in the creation of our lives. And we all claim we are naive enough to just let that happen and know it is. And so it is. And we are going to go to the callers. And I'm starting with Solita in New Jersey. How the heck have you been, baby cakes?
Hey, juicy, fruity bubba.
Oh, that takes me back. How you been, babe?
Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Good.
I called to share with you that after all this time, I finally got my own home.
Oh, Solita, congratulations, honey.
Oh,
that's a big creation, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Oh,
indeed.
My gosh. So
indeed.
Now I'm in Pennsylvania.
Well, I am beyond thrilled for you, sweetheart. I know you have been creating that for a little while.
Yes.
And there were things you had to get into alignment to know you were worth it, babe.
Yes, indeed.
Yes. Woo. Yep. You know, I said to someone very close to me the other day, I gave them something, and they said, "Oh, Dee, I don't think I can take this." I said, "Well, you're supposed to look happy." And they said, "Yeah, but I'm not very good at receiving." And I said, "Well, then how is the universe going to give you everything you're asking for? Because it knows you're not going to accept it anyway." And the whole look on their face, they got that for the first time, you know? So I'm thrilled to know, Solita, that you are ready, willing, and able to receive in a big way now.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah. Awesome, honey. Thank you for sharing.
You are so welcome. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yep. And it works. Thank you, babe. Yeah. Love you.
You're welcome. Love you.
So Lita goes back to the group with Kirk and a lot of you that right when we first started and I first started going out to speak and I have a picture of them sitting in the audience at this place I was speaking back in Doylestown, and they all had cut out a red dot and pasted it on their forehead. When I went out on stage, I lost it. It was great. Lisa in Florida, you're on.
Hey there.
Hi, babe.
I'm wondering, can you explain a little bit miasm, present, past life, hereditary? Like that, it's 9D on sheet 3.
Okay, I'm not sure I'm hearing the right question.
Okay.
You want me to go to sheet 3?
Yeah, sheet 3.
Oh, the miasm?
Yeah.
Oh, my. I I will give you what the channel says, and I will do this for next week and bring it back on. I have a great handout about miasms.
Okay.
And what they are and how they work. So let me make a great big note right now. Okay. This is, what is your specific question around the miasm?
Well, when it comes up, I don't understand it. This is probably going to sound stupid, but yesterday I was feeling so and blah. So I was asking, why do I feel like that? And it came up spiritual, dimensional. And then it said miasm present.
Okay. I do not get that that is the highest information for you,
okay.
Lisa. So we have to explore this for a minute, everybody, because when I say you are testing correctly, I get a yes. And when I say you want the highest truth, I get a no. So can you join me, everybody, on the show today and say, I absolutely command me to want to know the highest truth? And so it is. All right, so basically you want to know why you're feeling so funky.
Okay, you're not going to believe this, but everything you just said was, like, spotty on my phone. So I have you on the computer now, but I missed it all. So whatever it was, I'll listen to it, you know, after. I missed it.
Okay, basically.
And now it's doing it again.
Okay, so you see, that's about connection. So you are not connecting with yourself, Lisa.
Okay,
so now I'm hearing myself back, and this isn't going to work. You're welcome to call me, Lisa. Call me. Sorry, I just can't do that to everybody else on the. But I want to get to this for you, Lisa. So email me, I'll get back to you. Cindy in British Columbia, you're on.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. I appreciate it. I just
you're
have a
welcome.
Question.
Yes.
One, I was wondering, I've got a dentist appointment this week, and I've been having issues for quite some time with my lower molar. Like, I got a crown put on it, and I don't know if you could read and if you could please look into if there's, so I'm having some sort of reaction with the material that was used when they put on the crown, or if it's something else that's causing the discomfort.
Okay, so we're going to the body book. I get a no on the material. Hang on, because the teeth section is huge. But they're telling us we need to do this. So we don't usually go into the body book. But... All right. Here we are. All right. We're going here. We're going here. Anywhere here. Here. Constant correcting. They are prone to be critical of their intimates in a shift over of the resentment they feel toward the capacity undermining parents. In other words, you're being critical of other people because you couldn't be critical of your parents. And that's what's playing out. They feel that love is a poison apple and that it is therefore rather untrustworthy. So talk to me. Any of that going on in your life?
Well, I am caretaker for my mom. And when I grew up, she was always very critical of me. And
mm-hmm.
So it's like revisiting being a kid again, where I can never do anything correct. And I'm almost told, like, okay, you're not doing this right, you're not doing that right. And so I mirror that back to her as well sometimes when I'm just, you know, so it's like this, now it's become like before when I was growing up, I wasn't ever really able to speak back. And I swallowed everything, so to speak.
Yeah.
And now being, it's still the same situation where I'm being criticized for everything. And then
and
now
you're chewing on it. You're chewing on it, Cindy. La, 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 la. Right? Which is where the teeth come in.
Okay.
So energetically, that is what the cause of it is. So then, what do you want to do? Got to talk to your little girl, baby.
Okay.
Little Cindy, this isn't us growing up. And I understand and I love you so much. I understand why you're going through this. And we don't have to go through this anymore. We have a choice. We can stand back and we can not react and understand why the reactions want to come so that we can choose a different reaction that's going to create us healthier and happier.
Okay.
Okay. What's your second question?
If you could please tell me what my highest fear is. I look into that.
Your highest fear, we're going to a core belief. This page here. I'm scared to death to be here. And here is alone. So you see, you're kind of caught, baby, because you're here with your mom, who's obviously getting ready to make a transition sometime in the next few months or years. And you don't want her to go, and you don't want her to stay. Which is normal, by the way, everybody. I want you to know that, especially if you have not had beautiful relationships with your families growing up. It's normal and natural to feel mixed about the love you have for them, the need that you have with them, and the resentment that you have toward them. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
and so is there a statement that I could say?
Yeah, well, if you're not scared to be here and be free, what positive word are you?
I'm trusting.
Yeah, and embracing and loving the opportunity to be free and my own powerful creator now, where I can always acknowledge myself. Do you understand?
Yeah, because I always put her first before me, just because, you know, she's my mom and, you know, she's older and, you know, when she's not feeling in pain or she's in discomfort, then, you know, she'll lash out and I get that and, you know, and I do my best to be compassionate, but it's taken a toll on me for all these
years.
Well,
it's taken a toll on you over the years, mostly because it has consistently brought you back to that reaction of your little girl. Mm-hmm. You're not doing it right. You're not good enough. Oh, well, if I'm not doing it right and I'm not good enough, maybe that's why mom's feeling this way. So it gets all confused and mixed up in your adult self.
Mm-hmm.
And once you start accepting and loving yourself and going, look, you're doing the best you can, baby. You're here for your mom. You're being as compassionate as you can. And you're good and you're smart and you're giving. And sometimes it's just too much. And I don't have to get plugged into, you're not good enough, like she made me feel when I was little.
Mm-hmm.
That's exhausting, you know.
It is.
Trying to be more than enough while your little girl keeps reminding you, no, remember, you were always told you're not enough.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Good.
That's
you got
nice.
It.
Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate
yeah,
it.
You bet.
Have a lovely day.
Thank you. That's the plan. Andrew in Mumbai, what's up?
My goodness, what a great show it is right now. It's so
thank
awesome. And
you.
I heard that the webinar was really wonderful.
Oh, my
had.
God. Guys, that fear webinar, if you weren't on it, do yourself a favor and listen. It was remarkable. What's up, baby?
Well, okay, I have two questions. And one of them is, and an example is last month when I talked to you, there are times when I ask questions and I'm very clear. And then like last month, I knew what the question was, but I was going around in circles. And is there anything subconsciously that's going on when I do that? I mean,
well, sure.
I know part of the reason is I'm not writing things down, which,
no,
you know, that is
basis,
one part.
The basis of that, Andrew, is you're scared to death to ask. And that from our privates makes a lot of sense to me. I don't ask for exactly what I want or even for what I want. I'm not supposed to ask for what I want. I'm not good enough to ask for what I want. This is all from your mom around 3 years old.
Okay.
Well, talk to me about that. Does that resonate with you?
Well, I don't remember when I was 3 years old because that was around the time when I started to get glasses or didn't have glasses. So I only remember from when I was four onward. So it must have been like the feeling that I got. So I'll have to sit with it and meditate.
If you're 3 years old and you're not seeing clearly and all the other kids are, automatically right there, you're not as good. You can't even see what you want to ask for.
Even though I know what I want to ask?
Well, but the channel is saying you would know what you wanted to ask, and you would not let yourself know that you wanted to ask for it.
Okay.
And that's exactly what you expressed at the beginning of the call. Sometimes I know what I want, but I don't know how to express it. Right?
Yeah.
You said something close to those words. And it has a lot to do with how you felt at 3 years old when a lot of the other kids were appearing to move ahead of you just because people didn't know you couldn't see well enough. So you got your glasses, but the belief system had already been put into play, Andrew. Does this make sense to you?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. And the second
question. So I see me clearly. I see me clearly. I see what I want clearly. And I ask for it. All right, the second question.
Sorry, the second question is, the other day I was listening to someone that we're very dear to on their show, and they were talking about living logically and living spiritually. And is that the same as doing and being? So like when we're living logically, we're doing, and when we're living spiritually, we're in the being?
Yes. And another way to explain it is when you're living logically, you're living from your mind. And your mind, as we know, is caught taught to question or doubt. When you're living spiritually, you're living from your heart, which always guides you to your highest knowing. So was it logical that I went to New York out of Kansas? Not at all. Was it logical for me to keep trying to have a baby when six people, specialists, told me I'd never have a kid? Not at all. Most of my life has not been logical. And back to naive, which is what the channel said to add to the book Born. You see, it's very, very difficult, if not impossible, to live with a naivete in your creation process if you're always going to your mind. Well, should I do this? Well, is this the highest thing? Well, you know, am I going to get what I want if I do this? What else should I do? You know, your mind will bounce you from hither to yon, as my mother used to say. Your heart will simply, quietly, and completely tell you the truth.
Okay, that answers my underlying stuff. Thank you.
Answers a lot of the questions that are on the show coming up. Thank you for that, Andrew. That was brilliantly said. Okay, Iris in Philadelphia, you're on.
Hi, hello, Dee.
Hello, baby cakes.
Could I have my fear, the biggest fear from the webinar?
I guess you can. This page here. I'm scared to death to be here. So, what is here?
Showing up for myself, being successful.
Yeah. I'm scared to death to be here, being the most powerful creator I can be. So that begs the question, why are you scared to be the biggest creator you can be? Sheets. Book. Give me a song, any song that pops in.
When the Saints Go Marching In.
Okay. Iris and everybody, I'm going to tell you, if you are waiting for God to tell you, the guides to tell you, the angels to tell you, to show up and give you signs, you're going to be waiting forever. They are waiting for you. On this plane, we are supposed to be learning how to exercise free will and the creation of ourselves through that free will.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So the reason that is your biggest fear, I'm scared to death to be here, is that you're waiting for someone or something on a higher order to tell you you're okay and you're doing the right thing or what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole purpose is for you to step forward to do that for yourself. Got it?
Yeah, put that on repeat.
Well, just keep telling yourself, I am thrilled and excited to go into my highest power and know exactly what I want to create me right now by knowing what I want. Okay?
Yes.
All right, baby.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Dee.
You bet. Denise in Sacramento, you're on.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty awesome.
Oh, good. I have gotten so much answered already. It's like everybody's like really served me well. I just wanted to put that out there.
Yeah, we do hear that a lot.
I've already gotten so much.
Oh, no, you're going to bring something in. What do you want to know about, Denise?
Well, I have like this repetitive thing going on with my family. And particularly, I have one sister that I really have found it's toxic for me to be around. And the rest of my family thinks I'm just being unforgiving.
Actually, but we're not going there, see? That's you waiting for her to change before you can create you the way you want to be. And the channel is saying, actually, you are unforgiving of her. Rightfully so. You have reason to be.
True.
And you're still not forgiving. So if we do not forgive others, who goes down more? We do. We're the ones that hold the anger. We're the ones that hold the resentment. If you do not forgive a person, they own you, guys. They own your energy. All right, so what's your question?
I feel like I'm in the opposite situation, though. It's literally every interaction with her. You have to forgive that to just have another one.
Okay,
her main
good.
Power is hurting people.
No.
And I don't
know. No. Her main power is taking your right of creation away from you.
Yeah.
So, you see, she can't hurt you if you don't accept the hurt. So, they want to give you the core belief that's driving all of this. Oh, you got to love this work. Some energy has to die before I am the creation of new energy. If that bitch would just get out of my life, I could get on with creating me.
Oh, my God. That's
That's how you feel, right?
That is how I feel.
Been there, done that, Denise. Been there, done that. Yeah. Yeah.
It's been 60 years. I'm so exhausted.
Yes, which is why I'm saying to you, you know, and now the channel is saying, let's use, really, this is so interesting. Instead of using the word forgive her, they want you to just ignore what she does.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
that's what I feel like I want to do, is just stay away from it all, just not engage with any of it.
That's your highest choice. I'm testing it.
Okay.
That's your highest choice. So if you see, your heart's already told you that's what you want to do, and then your mind comes in and says, oh, you can't do that. She's your sister.
Well, and that's the flack I get from my other siblings that I do want a relationship with. And so, yeah, then my mind does come in going, oh, God, I've got another thing.
No, you don't have another thing. You have a very clear choice. So I'm going to ignore her and I'm going to have a beautiful relationship with my other siblings. And on the days that we all have to get together for those big family get-together things, I'll be with all my other siblings. And whatever she brings toward me, I'm going to ignore because it's not worth my energy. I'll love her. I can absolutely sit here and love her and go, sister, I'm sending you all this love, and you ain't going to screw around with my energy one more day.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Now, can you feel the freedom around that?
I have one other question, and it might sound like
you didn't answer me. You didn't answer me first. Can you feel the freedom around doing that?
I can.
Okay.
Yes.
Hold on to that. All right. What else?
That she, when I kind of let go of engaging with her, she still finds a way to bring it to me through my other siblings. That's what I was talking about.
Okay.
I just get calls out of the blue from them. Seriously.
However she's manipulating it, you don't receive it. So they call you. You go, thank you. Thank you for your love. I know you're trying to help. If she's got a problem, please tell her to call me. You see, you don't accept it, Denise. I have a friend who's very, very, very close to someone who keeps trying to commit suicide. And at some point, my friend said, if I love myself enough, I can't do this anymore. I can't support this anymore.
Totally.
You know? Which is what I ultimately had to do with my younger brother. I put him through rehab. He started drinking as soon as he got out. I said, okay, I've done everything I can. I'll love him with all my heart. And I am not going to be drug into that world anymore if I love myself.
Right.
Tough love, but it works.
I need to believe that deeply enough that it doesn't bring my other siblings attacking me for it.
You'll believe it, Denise, once you really do it.
Yeah.
Because when you guys, everybody listen, when you all get your energy absolutely committed to not receiving the bullshit and to living in love and creating yourself free with a beautiful relationship with the people you love and not letting anything else in, they get that. And they will either change or they will fall away, which means they'll quit getting it up in your face. You threaten her, Denise. Do you understand? You're who she wants to be. And she doesn't think she can be on the road you're on. So she's going to bring you down and keep saying, look, you can't do it either. Don't let her do that. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Yes.
I do. I want everything to be easier. But it is.
Okay, then I would start saying.
I need to just settle into it.
I would start saying, today, everything is easy. Everything is easy with all my relationships, especially the one I have with me, because all my relationships are based in love. Right now, you're focused on, oh, my God, what might happen? That's not going to get you what you want. All right, got to move on. You got this.
Sorry, thank you.
You bet. Oh, my gosh. Kirk, Long Island, what's up, buddy?
Hi there. I'm feeling in between, and that's pretty much it.
That's where you'll stay, Kirk.
Right.
This is an old pattern for you.
Okay.
You're just, baby, afraid of all the power and the creativity you have. And they're showing me the New York actors in my acting studio. And whenever I see that, what they're reminding me of is, well, yeah, I'm a good actor, but I've got to wait tables for 10 years, so I have the right to be a successful actor. You know, we all define it as, God, what's the word, that we're humble. And it's not being humble. It's not living up to our potential and letting it out. How did you do at the last art show you were on the last time we talked?
Well, my housing situation changed 3 times, and it was all for the better, and I eventually ended up with absolutely wonderful people. I painted amazingly. I made great connections. I picked up 2 galleries.
So it was a great success.
Yes.
Yeah, but look what you had to think you had to go through in order to get the right to have that success. You had to move 3 times.
Well, actually, the arrangements happened in advance. I felt very confident that it was going to work out. So when the changes came through, and then the second host had some illness in the house, so I just felt like it was going to work out.
Kirk, and you're right, you did, and it can work out the first time. Let go of the struggle, baby. You don't have to pay for your amazing talents. You know, it's crazy to me. I'll do this little scene right now, and everybody comes, oh my God, that was so good, Dee. That was, oh my God. And I'm going, I didn't do anything. I was just, it was just a simple little scene. I was in the moment. My thing, Kirk, which is the same thing as your thing, is give me a role like Cujo and I feel like I'm doing something. Give me something to really tackle that I have to get on top of and I'll feel like I'm really doing something. But I don't think that's where we want to live, Kirk. Go ahead.
No. So the artwork is still available online through November 15th. I was a little surprised that during the event, nothing sold of mine. And so I know.
Stop. When I say you directed that to happen, it goes right to no. Let me tell you guys, every time I go to a convention, I say how much I want to walk home with after I pay commissions and everything else. This is my intention. I hit that number 95% of the time. You know what the channel just said to me? Why don't you ask for more then, Dee? All right, I got that message loud and clear. But when I say you can ask for more, goes to no. All right, I want everybody to come forward right now. We are commanding all energy to create with the energy that we are the biggest, happiest, most powerful, most successful, most healthy people we can be. That is our clear direction to the energy in the universe. It's done. Everybody drop into your love place. That's what it feels like to be the biggest, most successful you. And so it is. Where's your art on, where's it still for sale, Kirk?
Online at capeandpleinair.com. And there's a gallery, and you can look, and it can be purchased.
Cape, C-A-P-E, what?
Spell it. A-N-N. C-A-P-E. A-N-N. PLEINAIR.com.
Is that the woman's name? Because that's, yeah.
No, the location. Cape Ann is five towns northeast of Boston.
Okay. Well, this is a whole other bag of worms. But there's something about that gallery that's holding things away, not just for you.
Oh, I totally agree.
Okay. Then if you're aware of that, which it sounds like you were, why have you not done work for the gallery? Do the work. Do the work. I'm not talking about talking to anybody. Do the work for the energy of the gallery itself. That it joyfully, and that's the key word, that it joyfully attracts all energy to purchase the beautiful creativity that the gallery serves. Joyous is the key word there. Okay. There's nothing else, Kirk.
Okay,
you got
much.
It? Yep. All right, guys. Kathy in Kentucky, I'm not going to have time to get to you. I see it's a medical question. Please email. I will get back to you as soon as I can. Guys, I just want to close by reminding you, you can work with energy through divine love to balance and enhance any energy, like the little baby that Gabby and I have been doing work for and talking to her and talking to her energy. She's out of the ICU. She's getting much better. You can talk to the energy of a baby. You can talk to the energy of a loved one or a loved one passed over. You can talk to the energy of your home or an art gallery. Energy is everything that you can communicate. Remember, your consciousness can connect with the whole universe. Around everything we've spoken about today, we're claiming the symbol, formula, violet flame, golden light. We are divine love. So it is. Let's come together and say it loud. Really own it. Go to your love place. I love me. Oh, I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.